What does it mean to pray earnestly? Crawford Loritz gives us an example.
Father, we ask that you do something so great in this country that it would take our collective spiritual breath away.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Lord, do something unimaginable beyond anything that you've ever seen.
That's right.
We don't seek for an experience, oh, God, but just the transformation of lives so that we'll all stand back and say, look at God.
It's Friday, September 14th, and you're listening to Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss. Nancy started a new series this week called Seeking Him. Women across the country have copies of Nancy's workbook, also called Seeking Him, and they're studying the daily lessons while listening every day on the radio. It's not too late for you to visit reviveourhearts.com, make a donation of any amount, and receive a copy. Every Saturday during the series, something very special is happening. Nancy's here to tell you about it.
I'm so glad that you've joined us as we're starting out on this pilgrimage of seeking Him in this 12-week series that we've begun just this week. An important component of this Seeking Him series is a national prayer meeting for revival that will be taking place every Saturday morning, starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Each Saturday morning for the next 12 weeks, I'll be joined by a number of other Christian leaders and lay people who have a burden for revival, and we'll be coming together for a one-hour national prayer meeting for revival. Some of you may remember that 2.5 years ago, when we first launched Seeking Him, we conducted a similar series of 12 Saturday morning prayer meetings. And I have to say that those were some of the richest, sweetest times I have ever experienced in the presence of the Lord. As my schedule would have it, I was in different cities on many of those different weeks, and sometimes in my home, sometimes in a hotel room, sometimes in an office, in different places. I have to tell you honestly that sometimes going into those calls, I wasn't real eager about spending my Saturday morning this way. But each time as I would get up off my knees at the end of that call, I would be so encouraged and so thankful that we had taken the time to seek the Lord in this way. Those were some very moving experiences. And so, in order to give you a taste for what you can experience through this National Prayer Meeting for Revival, we're going to take several Friday broadcasts during this Seeking Him series to play for you portions of the National Prayer Meetings for Revival that took place on Saturday mornings 2.5 years ago. At the outset of today's program, you'll hear Pastor Crawford Loritz sharing his heart about the need for revival. And then after Crawford shares, we'll move right into the prayers that were lifted up to the Lord on that first national prayer meeting for revival in 2005. Joining Crawford and me on this call are Byron Paulus, who is the Executive Director of Life Action Ministries, the parent ministry of Revive Our Hearts, as well as revival historians Kevin Adams and Richard Owen Roberts. Now, I don't know where you may be listening to today's program. You may be at work or you may be in a vehicle. But if at all possible, as we move into that prayer time, I want to encourage you to stop what you're doing and to actually participate with us in this prayer time. Not to be a spectator, but to lift your heart up to the Lord and participate with us as we join together in seeking Him. Now, here's Crawford Loritz to start our time together.
I want to engage all of you who are listening to join us in prayer. We're going to express our prayers to God in three areas. The first, we need to desperately seek the nearness of God, and then to plead with Him to show up and to listen to us and to demonstrate His glory. And that revival is a season for God to demonstrate all of these things. And that basically revival is a call to repentance concerning root sins to meet God's requirements. Let's just pray, focusing on us as individuals responding accurately and adequately to God, and then also in our homes and in our families. Let's pray together.
We come to you, and we don't come to you as people who are worthy. We don't come to you as great prayers. We don't come to you as people who have made it. But Lord, we come to you as people who need to turn away from various things in our own lives. And oh God, we come to you confessing our inadequacy, confessing our sins, but confessing our sins to a great God who who is able to work in us, individuals and families. Mm-hmm. So hear us, O God. Come to us, we pray. Hear our pleadings, O God. We come and just call on you. Touch us, O Lord. Yes. Show us where you need us to turn to you and away from the things that so offend you. Hear us and speak to us as we speak to you, our God. Amen, Lord.
Mm. Holy Father, we pray that you will reveal to us the root sins that have been manifested in our own personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, may we not run from them or camouflage them or make excuses for them or to sanitize them, but may we see our pride, our stubbornness, our self-centeredness through your eyes. Oh God, help us, we pray, to not be hypocritical or disingenuous in our walk with you. God, we want to live right so that our lives carry with us the strength and the power and the honor and the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Father, your word says that the wicked strut about on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. And Father, I am weary of seeing wicked men strut.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yet, Father, we know that there's not a sin we're seeing in the world that we're not seeing in the church right now.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I just pray, as we just heard, Lord, that you would raise up holiness among your people.
Mm-hmm.
Just some of those listening here today, Father, who would get a heart and a passion to walk in purity and holiness so that when we go to our knees, Lord, that we have your heart and we have your passions.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, raise up these kind of warriors of prayer, Father, for your name's sake, God, because you are worthy of the glory.
God, would you forgive us for the arrogancy of our nation, America, to somehow think that you need us. And God, would you root out the pride, the stubbornness, the rebellion, Lord, the immorality, materialism that has choked out your word and drawn our hearts away from you. Would you draw us back to a place, God, that we recognize our utter dependency on you?
Yes, Lord.
Father, bring revival in our homes.
Yes, Lord.
In our families.
Mm-hmm.
May we not be hypocrites, Lord, preaching and proclaiming
yes.
renewal and revival to others, and yet living less than what we ought to live
yes.
behind closed doors. Help us to be sincere and genuine,
yes,
open-hearted, transparent before you and before others. Oh, right. God, do a work with our families, we pray.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pray. Let's concentrate our prayers now on spiritual vibrancy, spiritual health and wholeness among God's people.
Lord, you have made it clear that you dwell in only two places, the high and the lofty, and the heart and the spirit of the broken and the contrite. Oh, God, grant that each of us might know more of true brokenness and contrition than ever before in our lives. And help us, Lord, to be able to lead others to true humility, so that indeed you may again renew us through your constant indwelling.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, as I was praying for the church this morning and yesterday, God, I pray that you would deal with the coldness and the callousness and the carnality and the comfort zones we find ourselves in the midst of our buildings and budgets and plans and programs.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I pray that, as Mr. Roberts just prayed, that there would be an infusion of humility and honesty and the hunger after you and thirsting after you. And God, that you would give many in the church hope who are feeling defeated as if your presence and your power is no longer available. God, would you give us the hope and anticipation that you long to make yourself known in your church today. And through that, Lord, would you create urgency and a unity, because how blessed and good it is that brethren to dwell together in unity, and you command your blessing there. And give us a fresh understanding of your ways and And God, I pray for repentance and brokenness and reconciliation, and especially in churches, Lord, and conflicts would be resolved. And regeneration would be a reality, Lord, and conversions by the many would take place, and consciences would be cleared and conflicts resolved, and the Great Commission embraced. And God, then would your Holy Spirit just descend and give your church a heavenly mindedness today. And God, I pray that your church would swim in holiness, that God, you would be exalted because of your holiness as demonstrated through the lives of your church. And then, Lord, I pray for a great harvest of souls.
Father, I pray for the leaders of churches here in the States. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that you might instill new hope and new vision and fresh faith, O Lord, in what you are able to do once again through your church. Lord, your church is your plan. And, O Lord, forgive us, those of us who have led it. And, Lord, may have, Lord, put other plans in instead of yours. Father, forgive us that sometimes we get entangled in the organization and forget, O Lord, the very essence of what we're called to do, to worship you, to be your people, to be an expression of your kingdom, O God, on this planet. O Lord, I pray this morning, I pray for each and every minister, every pastor, Lord, who's praying right now. O God, touch us, speak through us. We ask you, Lord, infuse us again. Deliver us from an average ministry, O God, and touch us first before, Lord, even before our people. May we, O Lord, come to where we should be before our God.
Lord, we need you to move in a very special way, and help us, O God, to not define ourselves based upon numbers and dollars and response, although that's part of the work of the Spirit, too. But help us, oh God, help us to be clear, simple, profoundly simple in our attitude and approach to what you've called us to do, that it is God and God alone, and he's the center of attention. Oh God, do a deep work among those of us who are giving leadership to your church.
Here we thank you, Lord, that the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. I want to thank you, Lord, that you love your church. And I want to praise you, Lord, for your plan of the church. But, oh, Lord, we ask you, may we be a part of what you are doing now in your church. Lord, we thank you for the history of the church, for what you've done in the past. But, Lord, now help us not just dwell on the history, but, Lord, to be history makers with you, oh, Lord, at this specific time. Oh, Lord, what do you want us to do? Show us, Lord, as individuals, as we pray here, Lord, as hundreds of people throughout the States pray, show us now what you want us to do, that we, O Lord God, might fit into your plans. We rest on you, our God.
With that in mind, let's turn our attention to the nation. God has placed his body in this world, and he has placed us here, and he wants us to make an impact on the nation. So let's take a few minutes and pray for the nation, pray for this country, pray for the impact of revival and awakening on the land in which we live.
Lord, we see in our land the intensifying battle between good and evil, between heaven and hell. And, oh, God, as we see the flood of evil coming in through the values and lifestyles and the anti-Christian efforts made on the part of a dedicated handful, we pray, oh Lord, that you would raise up a standard of righteousness against the enemy, and that you would so move in and through your people to raise up in this land a God consciousness, a fear of the Lord, even as the ACLU and others are seeking to eradicate every reference to you throughout the land. Oh God, would you demonstrate your power, demonstrate that you are God, that you are not silent, that you do exist, that you are on your throne, that you are the Lord and the King and the ruler of this universe. And Lord, if our nation cannot see it in us, How will they believe it?
Mm.
So may they see the risen, reigning Christ in his church. And then may there be, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, that when the unbelievers would walk in and see us worshiping and exalting Christ, that they would fall on their faces and would say, of a truth, God is among you. And we pray, Lord, for that awesome sense of your presence to fall on this land, to overcome and overpower the forces of evil. Lord, may your kingdom come. May your will be done here on earth in this nation as it is this day in heaven.
Yes, amen. Lord, the psalmist cried out, turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine. And our hope lies in your turning us again. We understand that we are called upon to repent, and yet you've taught us that repentance and faith are both gifts that you give. I pray that you will gift the peoples of this nation with incredible resources of repentance and faith. Even those who give no indication of any religious awareness, you are able, our Father, to gift them with repentance and faith. We plead that you will pour out these two wondrous gifts in vast measure in these days before us.
Yes. Lord, we pray that you might take away the blindness that seems so apparent as regards righteousness in various parts of the nation. Lord God, I just pray that you might give a fresh vision, O God, of what is right. I pray that there might be a sense of righteousness as Christians begin to explain various truths, that, Lord, those who aren't yet believers will begin to see the sense in it, O Lord God, that they would see that this is right, that absolutes would become something again which are desired, Lord, in an age which is moving and so unstable. O God, I pray, as certain people push things to extremes, I pray, Lord, that you might open the eyes of a nation to see this, and Lord, that they would come back to the living God who has the best, Lord, the best intentions towards people and towards humanity, that they would see, Lord, that your way is the best way, that a nation that loves righteousness, O Lord, is a better nation as a result, is a better part of this world as a result. So, Lord, I pray for a renewed feeling, Lord, that you would blow on this land, O God, that you would open minds, O Lord God, to understand anew, Father, yourself, O Lord, take away the blindness. Please take it away, Lord, we pray, again in Jesus' name.
Father, I pray that you'll help us as your body in this world, in this nation, that when we have to denounce sin and when we have to speak up concerning the unrighteousness and evil and wickedness that's in our culture, that we will not do it as if we're not capable of the same sin and mess that the world is exhibiting. But may we do it with a tear in our heart and a sense of compassion. And Lord, may they see the reality of what Christ can do through people who are authentic and who demonstrate the love of Jesus. Forgive us for our self-righteousness. Forgive us for our arrogant spiritual posturing that has resurrected barriers. We have so often come across as if we are better than. Oh, God, help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to stand for truth, but to be enveloped in the love of Jesus Christ. And may that love and that compelling sense of compassionate holiness draw people to the Savior, we pray.
And, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Mercy on our own lives, mercy on your church, mercy on this nation that has so shaken its fist in your face after you have been so gracious and kind and generous to us. Oh, Lord, thank you that mercy triumphs over judgment. And yet we know that you are also a righteous and holy and righteous judging God. So, Lord, we just pray. Thank you that you have given time a space for repentance, that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, Lord, as you look upon this prodigal planet, thank you for extending mercy, and would you continue to grant a sense of your calling and giving opportunity for us to repent as a nation and as a people before it is eternally too late.
And Lord, with Isaiah, we cry out, oh, that you would rend the heavens today.
Yeah, and come down.
That you would come down, that the mountains, those obstacles might fall down at your presence. So that, Lord, as Isaiah said, the nations might tremble at your presence.
Yeah.
And God, we need to see the nations of the world tremble at what you can do in other nations.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, Isaiah said, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither had entered into our imagination what you could do. On behalf of those who would steadfastly trust you, and God, we want to be a people that are trusting you, not our affluence or military might or our government or our tradition, but God, we need to seek you and trust you. And Lord, all of our imaginations together, still we could not have imagined what it is you could do on behalf of those whose hearts, Lord, are perfect in trusting you. Help us to walk by faith, enlarge our vision.
Father, we ask that you do something so great in this country that it would take our collective spiritual breath away.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Lord, do something unimaginable beyond anything that we've ever seen.
That's right.
We don't seek for an experience, oh, God, but just the transformation of lives so that we'll all stand back and say, look at God.
Mm-hmm. Lord, we confess you are able to do this. You are able, Lord. And Lord, you respond to the people's faith. And Lord, we come believing that you are able, oh God, work again in this nation. Transform again, as you did in the 18th century, Lord. Transform again, as you did in the mid-19th century, Lord. Transform again, as you did the beginning of the 20th century, O God. Transform again in the 21st century, Lord. You are a contemporary God.
Yes.
You are a God not stuck in any historical work. But, Lord, you're living now. And we call on you, living God, come again. Living God, come again to your world.
Father, thank you for your word. I was moved this morning by Isaiah 44. That says in verse 3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call on the name of Jacob. And another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and name himself by the name of Israel. Oh, God, thank you that you know how to preserve your people and impact our world. Thank you, oh, God, for calling us to pray today. But we pray, Lord Jesus, that this prayer time will be a habit pattern, that we will continue to seek your face. How we love you, Lord Jesus, and thank you for what you've done.
Well, these have been some holy moments in the Lord's presence, and I know my own heart has been so blessed and challenged as I've heard these servants of the Lord lift up their prayers for revival. And I want to encourage you to join us tomorrow morning for the first 2007 National Prayer Meeting for Revival. It'll be at 10 o'clock Eastern Time for 1 hour. And if you go to reviveourhearts.com, you can find out how you can join us for this prayer meeting. If the station you're listening to is not carrying the prayer meeting, then you can join us on telephone or through the internet. So get the word out to others and join us for the National Prayer Meeting for Revival as we seek Him together.
Nancy Lee DeMoss will continue the series, Seeking Him, next week. We'll discover that one of the first marks of genuine revival is genuine humility. Please be in your church Sunday, praying for revival, and then please be back with us Monday for Seeking Him on Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.